Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Legislation is changing. Budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The James Craig murder case. That's what we're jumping into today. A specific area of it, though. There are fast murders, the kind we usually think of, explosive, impulsive, bloody, and then there are these slow ones, the ones that happen quietly, carefully, 1 milligram at a time, as is the case here. According to the prosecutors, that's the kind that James Craig committed. That's James right there. They say he laced his wife Angela's protein shakes with cyanide and the chemical found in eye drops, tetrahydrazine. You can kill people with Visine. Be aware. Not that he just did this once and strike out, but over days, weeks, until she collapsed, until her body gave out, until she was brain dead. And all the while, Craig reportedly played the concerned husband, bringing her food, texting her support, showing up at the hospital with a smile. While having a side chick. Sending her pictures of the dying wife, allegedly. It's a special type of dentist right there, huh? Crentist is his name. 5 people got that. This wasn't just about eliminating someone. It was, if the allegations are true, about control. About watching her suffer and maintaining total command of the narrative. And that brings us to the heart of this conversation. What kind of mind doesn't just kill, but kills in this way? With licensed psychotherapist Siobhan Scott, we're digging into the psychology of poisoning, why someone would choose this method, what it suggests about their relationship with control, and how medical knowledge can be weaponized with compassion, or when compassion, rather, is replaced by pathology. Is it sadism? Is it detachment? Is it a God complex? On the comment section, as we roll through this, tell me on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Let's find out. Let's talk about the murder itself, the method of the killing, because that always is a big factor in any of these cases. It points a lot to motivation, how they're feeling about the person. Is this a crime of passion? This was a really sick one. The method of killing was slow. It was poison. It was methodical. It was slowly introduced over time into her body, allegedly, if he's the one who did it. And she slowly fell into a coma after about 15 days and then eventually died. All the while he's going to her bedside and holding her hand and then taking a really horrible picture of her and sending it to his side chick. It's twisted. This slow way of killing someone and watching it daily. What does that tell you about a character like that?
Somebody who's incredibly into the control, the secrecy, the appearing to be the savior, look what a loving husband I am, but absolutely devoid of empathy. And that's the piece that's, I think, so scary. Yeah, not a crime of passion. He didn't stab her. He didn't strangle her. And in that way, it gives him more distance from it, as if this is just something that's happening, even though, of course, he's the one instigating it all. It's, again, something that a normal person could never wrap their head around. It's insidious.
With someone like this, is it more about, assuming he did it, and obviously he's innocent until proven guilty, is it about the sadism of it? Is it about the control, or is there, I mean, control certainly plays into this. Is the control level there because he's fearing the confrontation if he were to do this like a healthy individual and just get divorced? Fear of physical confrontation or verbal confrontation, of being called out for all the downfalls that he has, all of the affairs and God knows what else, is failing in business. Because obviously narcissists, one of the last thing they like, kryptonite is reality. It's being called out. And if you're going to leave a relationship of all this time because of the things you did, you're going to have to face the music. Is this just a way that someone like this has to go? They have to eliminate the person because they couldn't deal with that actual piece of reality coming to haunt them.
I think there is that. There's the saving face, the denial on his part that he's responsible for it, because, gee, it was just a little bit of poison, you know, in the smoothie every day. Mm-hmm. So he can keep the psychological distance from it. And the other thing that popped into my head is he does not have to pay spousal support. You know, if she's just gone and the guy has problems with money. And I'm sure if he was looking at what he was going to be paying in spousal support after a 20-year marriage and 6 kids, he might never be financially solvent again, mm-hmm. because she was going to be getting a lot of money. And this just eliminates that. And this guy's obviously selfish.
Yeah. I mean, without a doubt, he's out there having these affairs, living this life, while things all continue to implode all around him. And there's a lot of weird things that went on here. We're going to get into some of it here in just a bit of what was going on behind the jail walls, what he was asking people to do. But before we get to that, when you're trying to evaluate somebody like this, trying to figure out what is going on, and witnesses said, you know, Craig, he was calm, even jovial at times in the hospital, just, you know, acting, I don't know what normal is to look like if you have your partner literally dying there. You know, would there be, is there a right way to act in that sort of a situation? Or would really anything not stand out when your loved one is literally at death's door as far as their behavior goes?
I think that being able to act jovial and calm in that situation is a huge red flag, because for any of us, as I have, as you probably have, if we've ever been through a terminal illness with a loved one, a parent, a grandparent, you know, a sibling, there's nothing more traumatizing than watching someone at the final phase of life. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. We're sad. We're tearful. You know, and so the ability to seem normal and even jovial at times when your loved one is in this kind of situation, life-threatening, you know, again, a huge red flag.
One of the defense arguments that's being made, and it's hard to say argument because it's so insane, is that basically it was kind of like a suicide game of chicken that was going on. That he had been suicidal earlier in life or a couple years ago, and you know, maybe he had got some stuff then, but the stuff that he had ordered for this one, he was getting at her behest, according to the defense, because she was suicidal. So basically they're saying she's suicidal. She tells him this, he being the loving husband that he is, goes and buys cyanide and the, I forget the name of the chemical in the Visine, and then just gets a whole bunch of it and just leaves it at the house. Here you go, honey. If you're feeling down today and you want to end it, I got you this through Amazon. Quite literally, was a Prime Day special. Who knew? But... and that may or may not be true, the Prime Day special, but he did get some of it through Amazon, which was kind of shocking to find out. What does that say about someone like this when they're able to try and pitch this as a reasonable way of looking at the case that I didn't kill her, I just bought the stuff so she could do it. That's love.
If this is the best they can come up with, I don't think the guy has a prayer. You know, that is just the stupidest thing I have ever heard. And if I were a defense attorney, I would be embarrassed to try to make that. I'd encourage him to take a plea bargain here. It's ridiculous.
It would be a difficult one, I think, to spin to a jury. But, you know, crazier things have happened. All they need is that one. They just need the one person to go and say, yeah, you know, I thought about letting my significant other kill themselves. I just bought a whole bunch of bacon grease and wanted to see what would happen. Didn't work out very well. The method of killing on this, obviously, that was a big thing. Of the slow death that his wife had to endure. What emotionally is going on with somebody like that? Not the wife, but him. I mean, or is the answer just nothing? Is it just, well, this is part of the process. It's like literally just reading notes. It's like, well, once this is checked off the list at this time stamp, then we can move on to the next part of our project. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, we can't know for sure. It's possible that it's just this incredible disconnection emotionally, and he knows he has to pretend like he cares and act loving and compassionate, but inside it's just check the box here. We've gotten this far. We're going to keep going. And it may also, just speculating, have given him this little sense of pleasure of, I'm duping everyone. Look what I'm getting away with, and aren't I terrific? So he could have had a little bit of an elevated mood about it, which is horrible.
Yeah. Poison is intimate. It requires access, timing, repetition. It's the murder weapon of someone who needs to maintain control over both the act and the appearance of innocence. And if James Craig is guilty, it's the ultimate expression of his pathology. Power wrapped in empathy, delivered with a smile. As Siobhan laid out, this wasn't just about ending Angela's life, it was about dominating it, deciding when she would suffer, how long, how visibly, and most disturbing, how convincingly he could play the part of the man trying to save her. This is murder as performance art, grief as a prop, and the medical background. That's not a side note. That's the vehicle. Knowing exactly how much, when to dose, how to avoid detection. That kind of knowledge, it's the wrong in the wrong hands, becomes lethal in ways most people can't fathom. But we have to, because as we've seen, this doesn't just live in fiction. It lives in homes that look just like ours. Tell me what you think in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not there already, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and hit subscribe. Press subscribe on the podcast platforms as well. Because up next in our conversation, we're going to turn to the part of the story that's arguably worse than the murder, the manipulation that followed, and the way Craig allegedly tried to use his own children as collateral in the aftermath. Yeah. So hit subscribe so you don't miss that. That piece is going to be released tomorrow, or if you're already watching this and it's all out there, it's in our feed. So go ahead and find that. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching. We'll talk again real soon.
Want true crime coverage all day, every day? Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today and get the latest cases delivered right to your feed.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.